Little Bear and the Beaver. Every day, Little Bear went to the oak tree at the edge of the forest to practice shooting. He practiced until his arms ached from holding the bow. He practiced until his fingers became numb from clutching the arrows. But no matter how hard he tried, no matter how carefully he took aim, he just could not hit the gnarled trunk of that big oak tree. He cheated a little and moved closer, but still he couldn't hit it. He moved up even closer, and then a little closer still, until he was so close he just couldn't miss, and all the arrows hit the trunk of the tree, one after the other. Little Bear was really rather ashamed of himself, but he was tired of practicing all day. So he slung his bow over his shoulder, tucked his arrows in his belt, and strode off into the forest. He kept a sharp lookout for buffalo, bear, or deer tracks, but all he saw was the tiny scurrying prints of the wood mice and the nervous stop-and-go, wait-and-see marks of the rabbits. Little Bear knelt and put his ear to the ground. Listen. Was that the thunder of buffalo hooves? A herd of deer leaping through the forest? A bear lumbering heavily past? No. Just two chipmunks stepping daintily over the leaves, a green lizard slithering through the grass, and a mole, dazzled by the light, shuffling clumsily through the bracken. A rabbit leapt onto the path directly in front of Little Bear and sat there on its haunches, looking at him. Little Bear stared back. Then, feeling for his bow, trying to hold the rabbit with his eyes, he slowly got to his knees. Too late. Already the rabbit had leapt aside and disappeared into the undergrowth. What a shame. Little Bear was confused and angry with himself. He'd not been ready. He'd been taken by surprise by a rabbit. And now it seemed that all the woodland creatures were laughing at him. The squirrels high in the oak branches mocked him. A jay flew off screaming in delight. Well, he would be ready next time. Little Bear pulled an arrow from his belt and fitted it to his bow, ready to aim at the first rabbit, squirrel, or fat pigeon that dared to come near him. The path now brought him to a narrow, fast-flowing river that swirled around a rough island of logs and broken boughs. A beaver was building his lodge, using clods of earth and weeds to seal the cracks in the island. Little Bear smiled. A beaver would be a good prize to take home. From the skin, his mother would make him a cap, or perhaps a quiver for his arrows. He lifted his bow. But then, out of the corner of his eye, he noticed a huge oak branch floating upstream against the flow of the water. A second, bigger beaver was patiently guiding it along. Little Bear could see the beaver's muscles rippling along its back, its bright eyes shining with effort. It was the biggest beaver he had ever seen. Oh, the praise if he took this one home! Slowly, the beaver edged the branch along. Now his nose was in line with the tip of Little Bear's arrow. Now his eye. Now his strong, stretching neck. Then, suddenly, out of the sky, out of nowhere, a huge eagle swooped across the water, hurling itself onto the unsuspecting beaver. Powerful claws stretched for the beaver's neck. Taken by surprise, the beaver swung round, and the great bird lifted into the air, turned, and swooped down again. The frightened animal scrambled over the log as the enormous wings thrashed over him. The beaver seemed too terrified to move as the fierce eagle swooped once more. Little Bear couldn't take his eyes off the beaver. Suddenly he felt very angry. That was his beaver! He began to yell. He jumped up and down and beat the water with his bow. In an instant, the eagle lifted and soared into the sky, and the beaver, released from its terror, dived to the safety of its lodge. The ripples on the water slapped all around the island, then spread out and slowly disappeared. Little Bear waited. Nothing moved. He was glad. Now he did not want to catch that beaver. He did not want him for a cap or a quiver for his arrows. he was glad that the beaver had got away.